More bills failed than passed during the legislative session that just ended. Many affected a small number of people or proposed a minor change that can wait until another year. But one measure that raised a lot of interest, pro and con, was a proposal to eliminate daylight savings time. Opposition to the bill was especially strong in Southeast Alaska. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
The first skirmish in Lynn Willis's battle against daylight savings time came about 10 years ago.
I was dutifully changing my clock, and I hung a clock back up on the wall, but I didn't do it correctly, and it fell off and broke. And I don't know if you'd call that an epiphany, but what am I doing this for?
Willis, who works in Anchorage's air cargo industry, began researching the issue, and he came to the same conclusion as many other Alaskans, that springing forward and falling back doesn't make sense this far north.
It's safer to work in the light. And when you're working out on airport ramp, if you can have daylight, it makes it a lot safer. It makes it safer to commute. And in the springtime, when we make that transition, for about 2 or 3 weeks, we're back in the dark.
He started a website, endalaskadaylightsaving.com, and added his voice to legislative attempts to make the change. But a bill trying to do just that failed this session, as they have for the past 10 years. That's in part because plenty of folks like daylight savings time.
There are still people in Ketchikan who are unhappy with the change back in 1983 when we zipped back to be on Anchorage time.
That's Ketchikan Gateway Borough Mayor Dave Kiefer. He says springing forward and falling back is a business issue for his town.
We have always traditionally done more of our commerce and business and connectivity with the Seattle area and the West Coast. And there's no question, we were definitely not happy with the plan to move even farther away.
Businesses elsewhere, and not just in Southeast, also expressed strong objections, and coaches and parents said the loss of afternoon daylight would impact recreation. Petersburg resident Don Cornelius testified before his town's council voted to oppose the legislation.
Somebody was commenting about the effects on Little League games. Games will have to be a little bit earlier and finish earlier, so by an hour. And then mental health, I think, is going to be a big issue here because we haven't got time to go out on picnics.
The bill passed the House last year, and its author, Eagle River Representative Anna Fairclough, continued the push. She even presented studies suggesting eliminating daylight savings time could improve school attendance, reduce heart attacks, and make chickens more likely to lay eggs. But the measure remained stalled in a Senate committee, where it stayed through session's end. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.